We're putting them through the first firing right now, the bisque firing.
Mercedes Munoz is the ceramic studio manager at The Canvas. She was part of a six-person team who made 200 hand-thrown clay bowls in less than a week.
I made 70 bowls in one day on Saturday, which was quite a bit.
Munoz was in the studio for 9 hours that day.
I just plugged away at him. I was going from doing a bowl in about 10 minutes when I first started to doing a 2-minute bowl at the end.
After the bowls come out of the kiln, Munoz and Canvas artistic coordinator Brandon Howard will glaze them before the last firing.
We have a licorice, which is just a really dark black, and then a waterfall brown, which has some blues and reds in it as well. We're going to have the body of it be black and then the rim dipped in the waterfall brown. So get a little bit of that brown trickling down. It'll be nice.
Besides the canvas, the Glory Hole also gets handmade ceramic bowls from the University of Alaska Southeast. A wide selection of wooden bowls comes from the Tongass Turners and other artists in the community. Glory Hole Executive Director Maria Lovashuk says Empty Bowls is the shelter's biggest fundraiser of the year. It brings in up to $40,000, which goes towards staff salaries, utilities, and food. The Glory Hole's total budget is slightly under $500,000 a year.
We spend a lot of time throughout the year, like talking about what we do, but we don't usually get to like seeing all the people who support us. And so like a big part of this fundraiser is actually like getting everybody together into the same room.
The Glory Hole relies on community donations throughout the year. In 2014, it provided about 56,000 meals and 10,000 overnight stays. The nonprofit also provides food boxes, activities, and assistance with housing and job searches. Lovashuk says many Glory Hole clients will be helping at the event.
They volunteer their time to do a lot of cleanup stuff and a lot of setup and like a lot of transferring stuff back and forth. It would be really hard to do it without them.
Lovashuk says 18 Juno restaurants are each donating between 5 and 10 gallons of soup. That's more restaurants than has ever participated before. In Juno, I'm Lisa Fu.